The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Executive order protects access to contraceptions that I'm about to sign.
I smell sex and can't hold it here.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a lot going on here, folks. In case you haven't heard, this Paul Pelosi pervert pecker party is going crazy right now. We just kind of grazed over it the other day, and we're going through the headlines, but yeah, it's really taken off since then, and I can already see the way things are shaping up. They tried to get out in front of it immediately, you know, wag the dog and put it on, make it a political situation. And, you know, just from an outside observer's perspective, one of the first things that I noticed was, you know, when they put the picture out, it seemed odd at first, went back and looked. And yeah, the glass is broken out of the building onto the outdoor patio area, which is pretty odd. That indicates that it was broken from the inside out. So the original narrative was that he broke in using the hammer, you know, unless he smashed it and then used the claw to pull the glass out towards him, which just doesn't seem feasible. But yeah, so even on the surface, it doesn't look like the storyline that they put out. And before we dive into it, for some reason, the Tiger Woods episode comes to mind to help frame this. You know, Tiger, man, from the get-go, when he came up, they had a very controlled image. His brand was that of a person beyond reproach, a professional athlete dedicated to the sport. Kept tried to maintain a squeaky clean image. I remember when it started coming out that he cursed a lot while he was playing golf. That was something that people had to overlook, you know. But when his incident came out with the wife, you know, it was pills. That's what all these motherfuckers take, are pills. Their doctors are their drug dealers. You know, think like Michael Jackson. When you're that wealthy, you can have a doctor, your own personal doctor. You're their one client. They just hang around with their medical license waiting to dispense whatever drug you fancy at the moment. So, you know, Paul Pelosi, I'm sure, has a key to a candy store of opioids or whatever drug he wants, whatever social drug they used out there in San Francisco, you know, the epicenter of homosexuality for the United States of America and perhaps the world. How the fuck did I take off on that? Anyway. Again, you know, on the surface and what they really are two different things. They these motherfuckers that lead these double lives. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to dive into this stuff. I've put together a number of sources to try to aggregate what might actually be happening here. And I'm going to start, as usual. Fuck, excuse me. Starting as usual over at thenewyorkpost.com, we're just going to go through. I did a search for Pelosi, 6,182 results, but we've got stuff like Nancy Pelosi breaks silence after a life-threatening hammer attack on husband Paul. And I presume that as I read through this, you know, they'll be going back, the timeline will be going back towards the incident. Paul Pelosi made 911 call from bathroom to save himself from maniac, reports. Pelosi attacker was a psychotic homeless addict estranged from pedophile lover and kids. Paul Pelosi's alleged attacker lived in a school bus outside of ex's house. Paul Pelosi alleged attacker, a monster who sexually abused his kids, stepdaughter claims. Tiger Woods DUI arrest clip mistakenly included in campaign ad advocating for death penalty.
What?
Okay. That's a strange juxtaposition. Paul Pelosi's coded questions helped 911 operator read between the lines during hammer attack, report. Biden slams political violence and attack on Paul Pelosi, links it to January 6th riot. Oh, fuck. See, there it goes. There it goes. Biden's commenting on it now. So we can all rest assured that it has nothing to do with the January 6th riot. And we'll just pull it back from there. Holy shit, Biden. They're killing people. Grape Nug was a bad dude. I got hairy legs. Turned blonde in the sun. Zeldin condemns maniac's attack on Paul Pelosi. No room for this type of violence. So, you know, again, he's a political candidate for governor up there in New York, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, there's no room for this type of violence." Well, do we know what type of violence it is? See, they're trying to get ahead of it. Just because the Speaker of the House, who is a female, her husband, Monsieur whatever, you know, he's out in San Francisco while she's not home, and he has an incident, and it becomes political. Where the president, or you know, the resident of the United States of America immediately comes out and ties it to January 6th riot, which would tie it to Trump, which would tie it to Republicans, MAGA, anyone who voted for him, anyone who posts memes. See, okay, there's that. Then, you know, Zeldin comes out and it ties it in. Rand Paul made a comment denouncing it, you know, that kind of stuff. But again, they're making it political just because he's married to the Speaker of the House. And this obviously isn't political. And trust me, you'll see. It just comes undone. Again, with the phenomenon of the information age and however the fuck it's working, where they can't maintain anymore. They can't rely on the printing press and the, you know, the 24-hour news cycle. Now they've got 24 seconds to put together what they're going to go with and then try to keep it together, and it doesn't work for them anymore. Okay? This isn't political. This is the actual incident. No. Sorry. I've heard him even try to throw it in. The dude was walking around in his underwear in the house. Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? I'm a Trump supporter. This is MAGA country. You know, he lives around the San Francisco area, and he partakes in it. Oh, anyway, sorry. Digressive. Paul Pelosi's attacker linked to conspiracy blogs. Paul Pelosi undergoes skull surgery after maniac's attack. cops name intruder who attacked Paul Pelosi will face attempted murder charge. Hammer-wielding maniac who attacked Paul Pelosi was in search of House Speaker. Paul Pelosi's husband, Nancy Pelosi's husband, 82, hospitalized after being beaten with a hammer during break-in. Okay, so there's the search at the Post. Now we'll go over to the search at Gateway Pundit. Okay. Nancy Pelosi issues statement on life-threatening attack on husband Paul Pelosi. Hillary Clinton blames Republicans for attack on Paul Pelosi. There are multiple problems with the Paul Pelosi, David DePape story. Nothing adds up. And there they show the picture of the glass being broken out of the building from the inside. Yeah, MSNBC host on Pelosi attacker. There is an effort to normalize political violence to make Trumpers feel at home. See? Pathetic. Did mystery third person open door for police at Pelosi house? If so, who was it? Oh, it sounds like it was a menage a trois. Unlike Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who celebrated my assault, I condemn this attack. Rand Paul responds to Paul Pelosi home attack. Second, San Francisco Police Department press conference offers more details on Paul Pelosi attack. Paul Pelosi called 911. Assailant is still in hospital. DePape entered rear door. This is interesting. San Francisco police dispatcher describes David as a friend in Pelosi house call. An analysis of the first police conference regarding the Paul Pelosi and David DePape incident at the Pelosi home. Must see. Greg Kelly goes there, questions narrative of Paul Pelosi beating by Berkeley man in his underwear. Biden blames Republicans for attack on Paul Pelosi. Breaking. Photos of Paul Pelosi assailant David DePape at nudist wedding. See? Paul Pelosi had surgery to repair fractured skull, injured right arm and hand, Speaker Pelosi. Spox. This is weird. Pelosi assailant David DePape was in his underwear when police arrived, yanked the hammer from Paul Pelosi. Again, I've heard already to interject that both of the individuals were in their underwear. Paul Pelosi attacker identified David DePape, DePape, whatever, from Berkeley, California. Breaking update, sources claim attacker screamed, "Where is Nancy?" Tried to tie up Paul Pelosi, Speaker's husband, severely beaten with hammer to his head and body in targeted attack on San Francisco home. Liberal hacks race to blame Republicans, Fox News, for a violent attack on Paul Pelosi at San Francisco home. Okay, so now I'm over at Gab.
I got hairy legs that turn, that.
Pundit is now reporting what I reported about Nancy Pelosi's husband being caught with a man in his underwear inside the Pelosi residence this morning at 2:30 a.m. This is looking more and more like a cover-up of a gay lover spat gone wrong. Oh, I just clicked on it. That was easy. And now we can click over and go straight to that article. From the Gateway Pundit. This is weird. Paul Pelosi assailant David DePape was in his underwear when police arrived. Inked the hammer from Paul Pelosi. By Jim Hoft. As reported earlier, according to sources close to the investigation, Paul Pelosi's attacker is 42-year-old Berkeley resident David DePape. The San Francisco Standard reported San Francisco Police Chief William Scott said DePape was booked on charges of attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and several additional felonies. Paul Pelosi, husband of Nancy Pelosi, was violently attacked with a hammer in his San Francisco home early Friday morning. Sources are telling many reporters that the attacker allegedly was screaming, "Where's Nancy?" when Paul Pelosi was confronted and attacked in the couple's San Francisco home. Nancy Pelosi was in D.C., according to her office. The assailant reportedly was trying to tie up Paul Pelosi until Nancy got home. Oh, we don't need to read all this. But yeah, sorry. Anyway, I'm going back to the cab. Let's see what else is going on here. Pelosi hammer attack story makes no sense. Pelosi attack suspect was a psychotic homeless addict estranged from his pedophile lover and their children.
Come on, man!
Oh, fuck, here we go. Here we go. This is from A Deplorable U.S. Mojo. Pretty obvious in the Pelosi household, anything goes. And then it's got it looks like a clip of a tweet. You shouldn't be allowed to vote if you find this surprising, as you have no concept of how depraved, decadent, and corrupt the ruling class truly is. On second thought, who cares? Whether it's Democrats or Republicans, you're still voting for the party of gay prostitutes. From Just Four Facts. David DePape tells investigators that he and Paul Pelosi were engaging in gay sex and an argument ensued over drugs. Pelosi's are refusing to turn over surveillance video of their home, fueling more speculation of homosexuality at the home. DePape has arrests for male prostitution. Let's see what the comments say. This guy is 82 years old. It seems like he should have some other hobbies by now. Back in the day, people like Pelosi would resign over these types of scandals, but that's when our country still had a smidgen of morality. Hey, at least it wasn't an underage boy. USA! USA! Oh, man. Yeah, anyway, we're going to jump out there and go back to the timeline.
The guy who runs that outfit over there. I've had a couple questions. With the nature, not.
It's got a reeking here. Here's a good explanation. How much you want to bet this David DePape guy will never live to tell a story of what happened at the Pelosi house? I saw his website before it got taken down. It had all been created in the past month and didn't seem organic. Heavy AstroTurf vibe. Seems like he was being set up as a patsy or something. Maybe because he had turned tricks at the house before and they knew they could easily lure him there. Hope I'm wrong. Let's watch and see if he lives to tell his tale or not. And they're quoting back to the Gateway Pundit story. Fuck. Here's one crazy if true. Autists on 4chan have found that Pelosi's attacker's dormant WordPress blog went active again the day after Pelosi's DUI. Pelosi and DUI crash, unknown passenger. The home intruder's alleged blog lights up the next day with Q posts. 2 months later, we get this break-in. Yeah. So after all these years, we find out that Nancy Pelosi is a beard. Oh, man. That is a brutal fucking name. It's a picture of what looks like two hands pulling a rectum open with Paul Pelosi's head sticking out, smiling. Doesn't have that black eye from his DUI car crash, though. Oh, yeah, they're tearing him up. Okay, I think you get the gist. Don't believe what you see on mainstream media or any other fucking bullshit source that you might rely on. No one's going to talk about what actually happened, but just on the surface, it looks like there was some gay drug. Thank Ed Buck, you know, the guy that's in prison now that contributed to several Democrat, prominent Democratic campaigns, one being Adam Schiff, who he has, there are pictures of the two of them together. Buck's in jail right now for not killing one, but several young black males with cocaine and homosexual activities. So, and as you see, they're putting it together on the message boards, you know, that there was a passenger in the car crash that wasn't identified, and now you've got this situation where, you know, cops are going to fall asleep and not have their body cams on, and the cameras aren't going to be working, and it's they're fucked.
In what century are they in?
Fuck you, son!